DW.
So this looks like a lovely, clear stream with clean water that you'd think you'd be able to drink.
Mark Lloyd is the chief executive of the Angling Trust, an organisation set up to promote the rights of freshwater fishermen.
But actually, this is a very polluted stream because of all the silt and soil, effectively, which is being washed off farmers' fields whenever it rains heavily.
In a video filmed in a small river in western England, it explains how farm pollution is contributing to a 50% decline in freshwater species. And while Britain has made substantial gains in reducing sewage and industrial pollution, he says agriculture is now the number one polluter of its rivers and lakes.
This gravel here in the bed of the river is a vital habitat, not only for invertebrates, the insects which are food for fish, but also for fish themselves. They lay their eggs in amongst this gravel. It's like a nest for them. So trout and salmon, but also barbel and chub, will lay their eggs in amongst these gaps between the stones. But if it's polluted with silt, then all those gaps, those little gaps between the stones, get filled up with silt. So this little habitat needs to be preserved, and we need to keep silt and soil out of our rivers and keep it on the fields where it can grow crops.
What the Angling Trust has noticed for years was recently uncovered by investigative journalists working with The Guardian. They published previously hidden figures revealing more than 5,000 cases of farm pollution across Britain between 2010 and 2016. Almost half involved dairy farms, and you can see why. The average dairy cow produces some 50 kilos of manure each day. Cases included slurry or manure seeping into local rivers and onto beaches, toxic fumes from animal waste and animal carcasses not being properly buried. In one incident, some 10,000 dead chickens were dumped by one farm in nearby woodland, threatening public health. Current legislation allows for fines of up to £50,000, that's $65,000, and up to 6 months in prison for the worst offenders. But the investigation revealed prosecutions for agricultural pollution remained low, at just over 100 between 2010 and 2016. In many cases, farms caught polluting the local area continued to receive government subsidies. Farmers have put some of this rise in pollution down to a crisis facing the dairy industry. 2 years ago, milk prices plummeted due to falling demand. But Kiera Box, a campaigner for the environment group Friends of the Earth, says the issue can't just be blamed on small-scale farmers struggling to stay afloat.
The farms that we're seeing that are contributing to pollution are actually, in most cases, those that could really find the money and find the time to clean up their act. You know, when you look at the mega dairies, when you look at, some of the huge factory farms that we've seen problems around, they have slashed standards in order to increase profit margins. They are people who are benefiting from the skewed way that our subsidies support industrial farming and do not penalise pollution.
As Britain prepares to leave the European Union, campaigners fear that environmental protection, much of which comes under EU regulation, may not be prioritised. Prime Minister Theresa May's government has vowed to launch a new environmental regulator to ensure a so-called green Brexit. Even so, one of the big advantages of leaving, according to many pro-Brexit politicians, was the chance to rid the country of what they say is over-regulation by Brussels. Box from Friends of the Earth is concerned the government will be pressured to make more concessions to big business that end up hurting the environment.
Our worry now is that we need all of those environmental protections to be brought over into UK law before we leave Europe. And we need not just the big directives, but we also need the principles. So, for example, the precautionary principle that ensures that we don't use chemicals when we don't know if they're going to kill our bees. The polluter pays principle, which ensures that mega farms do actually have to pick up the cost of the pollution that they cause and that they are held to account as much as possible. Those principles are really at risk when we leave the EU.
As many farms grow bigger to benefit from greater efficiencies in production, farmers are struggling to deal with the additional costs of preventing pollution. In many of the cases uncovered by The Guardian, underinvestment in equipment to prevent contamination was the cause. While most farmers obey environment regulation, the report says the worst offenders are not just flouting the law, they're also hampering attempts to investigate pollution. With an agriculture sector facing intense competition, a likely loss of EU subsidies, and a lack of government inspectors to police the problem, campaigners fear this is the perfect storm that could see contamination from farms become a serious public health crisis. Nick Martin, DW, London.
DW